This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd like to say good afternoon, but I'm not sure it is here at Fenway Park. WEEI Afternoons at our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. And the good news is at your Ford dealer, they will make a deal with you. Craig Breslow doesn't work there, so he can't ruin it the way he ruined the trade deadline. Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Andy Hart here to vent for the next 4 hours. Because Fitzy, I've learned one thing over 20 years covering the Patriots, doing postgame shows. Early on at Patriots.com, more recently with you, the Six Rings postgame show. Sometimes I react at like 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever the time is after the game.
If your eyes are open, yes.
Then I sleep on it, and sometimes the next morning, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, as people will tell you, because they play games on weird days, sometimes I feel a little bit differently. So I felt like crap about the trade deadline in the Boston Red Sox when we left 6 o'clock yesterday, and it had nothing to do with the fact that for 15 seconds, Joe Ryan was falsely reported to be coming here. It just was the inactivity.
What a 20 seconds that was, though.
And 20 hours later, Fitzy, I still feel like crap because I listened to the general manager. I'm just calling him the general manager. I'm not going to say the highfalutin title that they like to give him. He doesn't earn that title right now because he did nothing. He did not make the team better. In fact, I thought he was disrespectful to his entire organization last night when he spoke on the Zoom, when he said, we made everybody available. They just didn't want our players. Oh, good to know. So 29 other teams think you've overrated your prospects and your organization. 29 other teams want no part of your players that are supposed to be valuable in the minor leagues. And then he said, but we did try to get real impact players. Oh, I'm sure that makes Steven Matz and May feel really good that you said they're not impact players. You tried to get real impact players, and when you couldn't get real impact players, you settled on these dinks, one of whom will start with one of the worst rotations in baseball this weekend for a three-game series against the Astros.
What are you talking about? Criswell, May, and Buehler this weekend? L, F, and G, baby.
You're out of the playoffs by Monday with that rotation. That is what's going to happen.
This is the saddest.
You're out of the playoffs by Monday.
Do you remember last year there were many times where the Red Sox trotted out a lineup that was, I think, in salary commensurate to $9.5, maybe $10 million? And many of us on radio, online, the few people that suffered through those games in the stands likely said, this is not a major league roster. This is not a major league lineup. This isn't a major league team. Right now, coming off of this trade deadline, when eight teams in the American League, six of which right now are currently slated to be postseason contenders, eight of them contenders, when everybody else in the American League was more active than you, you have the nerve to say, well, we put the for sale sign out there in front of everyone. It's just that nobody wanted it. And then you're going to trot out Cooper Criswell, Dustin May, and Walker Buehler, your 7, 8, and 9 starters in front of your fans against the Houston Astros, who are steamrolling towards the playoffs. GTF out of here, Craig Breslow.
And one of those fans in attendance tonight will be a loudmouth, big-headed, short-legged person by the name of Andy Hart, who really wants to be like the fans at the Greg Hill Roadshow this morning and boo, but he's not sure who to boo at and when to boo at. I feel bad for Cooper Criswell. It's not his fault. It's not his fault that he's the sacrificial lamb that's going to get thrown out there, and he's not even in the top 10. Dan Ball and I actually did a top 10 list of Coopers I'd rather see at Fenway Park tonight than Cooper Criswell.
Scott Cooper, the old third baseman.
Absolutely.
Chris Cooper, the legendary actor.
Sure. Don't know who that is, but I'll take him. John Cooper. There's multiple John Coopers who coach hockey and football.
How about
Bradley Cooper? Bradley Cooper.
Tell me something, girl.
Amari Cooper. He could then go play for the
Amari
Patriots.
Amari Cooper would be great.
There are Cooper DeJean, who would be one. He'd fit right in.
Player number 60 on the NFL 100, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I argued for Cooper Boardman because even if he was giving up home runs, it would sound good as they were going out of the ballpark.
Right, he could call the own shot that he gives up.
Absolutely. Have him wear a lav mic. It's all over the stadium. It's great. Much better than what we're going to get
I think
today.
I may just boo randomly and intermittently throughout the night. Just out of nowhere, I'm going to be that guy, and people are going to be like, how many Miller Lights has that guy had? It doesn't even make sense to boo here.
I would not want to be the first two 24-ounce golden can Miller Lights you get your hands around tonight. Nobody is ever going to suck down a fine Pilsner more angrily than you are tonight.
And we have
Who's going with you? Who can film this for us?
Oh, this is the whole Hart fam. This is the breakup game before we send the lad off
before
to college.
Before big guy goes off to school?
Yep. So if I cry today, if you look over and I'm just sort of crying, you'll know why. My life is falling apart around me. The dogs
Wait
are gone.
Second.
My
why
son
are you
is
crying
gone.
Tonight? Hey, audience at large, is Andy crying, A, because his son is going off to college and this is a big moment for a dad, or B, he's taking the family to see Cooper?
That's Christmas. A depressing quiz with Stiz question.
Well, no, and there's a little seriousness to this. This is entertainment, Fitzy. I always tell you, this is escapism. This is where when your dog dies and your kid moves away to college and you're sad, you go to Fenway Park on a Friday night to see Garrett Crochet, and for 2.5 hours, you escape the real world. The problem is the fake world at Fenway kind of stinks right now, and we have a reason why. Fitzy, we have real quick, Fitz, we have fresh audio from Bob Nightingale. So you want to know who to blame? If you think, you can't blame this guy. Is it John Henry? Who's to blame?
Bob Nightingale. Because I want answers, Andy. That's the thing. Like, I think there's more to this. There has to be something more than just everybody looked at the Red Sox prospects and said, meh. We shall do our shopping elsewhere. No, come on. Even with the best prospects now currently on the major league roster, there had to be something reasonably attractive about the Red Sox farm system to get better talent than Dusty Rhodes and freaking, the Mott's kid.
So we have Stiz.
Teams hate done with the Red Sox.
Go ahead, Stiz.
No, sorry.
Teams hate done with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. They said just very tough to do with Breslow. Diamondbacks were had some momentum going with Merrill Kelly, and that fell apart to him. I don't think they were ever really in on Joe Ryan. You know, there was some report that was done. I'm not sure they even had conversations. But when you talk to GMs around the game, said it's very tough to deal with the Red Sox and Craig Breslow in particular. And if they're really going for it, you know, they did a poor job because the Yankees got a whole lot better. Blue Jays got better. So I think they're going to be on the outside looking in. I think the fact they didn't do anything, they may be sitting home and the Texas Rangers take their place as that wild card team.
So it is difficult to deal with Craig Breslow. That's unfortunate when his job is literally to do deals, to make deals, to sell teams on a swappage of talent, to sell teams that may not love his prospects, why his prospects might be more valuable than those in New York. Or Tampa, or wherever the hell else other teams are propping things up. Well, because it's still, as much as we want to say it's a analytics world, Dan Ball, as much as we want to say it's an AI world.
I will not be taking shrapnel from this.
There's still human beings involved with everything. Deals are still done. If you look at big business, you know where deals are still done? Over alcohol and golf. People do deals. It is still the way. So they decide what computers are going to do later, and they do big deals that revolve around technology, but it's still human beings. And I don't know, based on this report from Bob Nightingale, as well as our own circumstantial evidence observing Craig Breslow, I don't know that they have a guy that's capable of doing deals, who follows up a guy that was quite incapable of doing deals until he did a deal with Craig Breslow. Is that a coincidence that one of the two deals they actually did was Chaim Bloom and Craig Breslow? The two robots got together and one of them had to say yes, so you got a robot deal, and we got a Matt's all folks reliever, an overpaid lefty to come out of the pen when Cooper Criswell stinks tonight.
What a mess. What an absolute. I mean, honestly, we were saying this yesterday, and I think Steve Buckley was speaking to it last night as well on NBC Sports Boston. The general notion that the starter you got, who is that? Dan Ball, remind me again, how many surgeries has Dustin May had during his major league career?
It pains me to say that when you do a keyword search of the word surgery on his Wikipedia page, it comes up 7 times.
Seven!
Thank you. He had
seven surgeries.
He had a Tommy John surgery. He had a Tommy John revision surgery.
Oh, that's the best.
He had an
esophageal surgery. I had so much fun. I went back and did it again.
He had an esophagus issue that he had to get like emergency surgery on. Like this guy.
You know how you screw up your esophagus? By choking. So we
and Andy, did you hear why he had like an esophageal laceration? I think it was from eating a salad. I'm not kidding.
Good. He ate a. He got hurt eating a salad.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. See.
I like him never less. Eat a salad. I didn't know this. I knew the injury thing. I knew that he got hurt eating a salad.
Folks, we're literally not making this up. We promise.
And I need to update listeners. We are at Fenway, so we're looking out at land.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Down street, it's relatively quiet, but you know what I've seen a lot of?
Astros jerseys.
You know what else I happen to have seen? The first person that came to the window and banged on the window to get our attention, you know what he was wearing? The aforementioned Rangers jersey that Bob Nightingale says that might be a team that could just pass your ass up if you're the Boston Red Sox. I have not seen any Red Sox jerseys banging on the window and celebrating and fist pumping and there's reason for that. That's because your guy, Craig Breslow, who claimed for, is it weeks or months, did they say they were going to be urgent?
Months, actually, now.
Okay, let's go months.
By the way, how many... I think I took the over on 8.5 Nesson appearances from Kennedy and Breslow talking about how aggressive they would be at the trade deadline and how they believed in this team. I think they did more. And if you add, I think, like all those 14, 16 different EEI and Nesson appearances together, and you fold them up into a big ball and you try to light it on fire, you can't because it amounted to absolutely nothing. Nothing. Good day, sir. We took the cheese, Andy. We took the cheese, and I blame you people, or at least you, sir, because
Wait,
you wanted this cheese, and you were buying in, and you told us they would do something, and they did nothing.
I had reason to believe they would do something because they told me they were going to take the exact same approach that they took in the offseason when they brought in Crochet and Bregman and Chapman. You know what those three guys are? All-stars. They were your all-star representatives. Mm-hmm. So silly me, silly cynical Andy, you wonder why I'm the way I am? It's because people like Breslow and Sam Kennedy lie to me. That is the reason why I start to question everything and hate the world around me. I took them at their word when they said, see what we did in the offseason when John Henry was smoking a cigar afterwards? That's the same approach we're taking. We have financial flexibility. We have prospects. We think this is an October team. Guess what? It's not an October team anymore because you didn't make it an October team because they are going to sink like a stone just like all their predecessors. Why? Not just because they're not as talented as the teams around them, which may be true, especially now where, I don't know, team like Seattle. They added two bats that might be better than any bat you have.
Their top six in their lineup right now is nasty.
They added a 36 home run guy to a team that already had the major league leader in home runs.
And one of the best rotations in baseball that they already had coming in.
Correct. You begged them to give you some of this offseason.
Right.
When you were talking yourself up into, you know, Tristan Casas, he's a 40 home run, 120 RBI guy. Those teams got better. The Yankees got better. Even the team we thought was selling. Who's the one player, Dan Ball, that I left the Twins series saying I wanted other than Joe Ryan?
Griffin Jacks.
Where'd he go?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Wait, is Tampa a buyer?
They are at least a team that values talent.
They traded Taj Bradley for an elite reliever.
Yeah, a project for an elite reliever.
Correct.
Absolutely. A guy who, if they can't solve, I would wonder if any team can solve them.
Are you illegally allowed, Dan? Is that in the MLBPA that you're allowed to actually make trades at the deadline for a pursuit of a wild card spot or the current playoffs as well as building towards the future? Is that allowed to do a twofer like that?
My understanding is yes, you can make a trade for any number of reasons, but you actually have to have the raisins, as Ted Johnson has said the last couple days, in order to actually do it. And That's what was proven to me, guys. Like the leadership group of this Red Sox team, they took the cowardly approach. They did not actually value winning in the way that they told us that they were going to. Go back to the offseason, because Andy, you've cited this a number of times. The aggression that they had in the offseason, Crochet, yeah. Chapman, Bregman. That wasn't to compete in October. That was to sell season tickets to make sure that people were at Fenway Park.
That's and green jerseys.
Absolutely. And they sold a lot of Crochet jerseys, a lot of Bregman jerseys, maybe not as many Chapman jerseys, but we'll digress on that. There was no actual pursuit of doing what it takes to win. And that's what I've learned as a Red Sox fan, that you have to accept, Fitzy, about this team right now. It's not about being the best team that wins in October. As long as the cash machine is still creating the money for the ownership group that they need, then everybody's happy. Everybody has a great time at Fenway Park. And if you fall ass backwards into October, then that's just an added benefit.
Wait, hold on. So we're now back to fiscal Fenway. We're now back to, what is it, Dan? Organizational efficiency. We're now back to.
Can I push back on that just a little?
Always.
Isn't Stephen Matz a bit overpaid for a fifth and sixth inning role? An $11 million reliever who is a long guy for you? Like, he's not a fiscally responsible addition, in my opinion. He's actually a guy that if the team was better, I'd say, wow, they overpaid a little bit for a guy that they thought they needed, a lefty specialist, middle innings, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little, there's some mixed messaging in there. I think they got desperate. I think they got embarrassed and they were like, wait, we preached urgency. We got to at least add a couple arms. We have to do something. And the other thing I want to push back on. So my first takeaway when you listen to Craig Breslow last night on the Zoom, which was late. It was supposed to be 6:45, didn't start till 7. I don't care for that. I think he was coming up with a few more talking points. But when he goes out there and he said, it's not for a lack of us going to uncomfortable places and making everybody available and we had no untouchables, you're telling me no other team wants any players in your farm system? You know what I think it is? It's a little bit of semantics. It's a little bit of a shell game. Did you make everybody? Did the menu include everybody? Maybe. But you said, well, if you take him, then you get nobody else. Or you want those two, you don't get this one. There was no stacking of prospects and putting together packages. You know, Mason Miller. I mean, I know that's an extreme example, but
well, at least you got his name in today.
Four top 20 prospects went from the Padres.
Right.
There's no way Craig Breslow was making them all available in a deal like that for Joe Ryan. And that's why Bob Nightingale said, despite the reporting, it never got close.
Right.
Also, you have to question the sources that were reporting how close it got. I know some people said it was like 85% there. Was that Carrabas that put that number out there?
There were a couple, yeah. He was one of them that said it was on like the 5-yard line, that type thing.
But okay, then, I don't think it was.
But then Cotillo came out and said it wasn't even close. And then I think it was Rosenthal who described it as a feeble effort.
Feeble. Yeah. It wasn't close. Yeah. Never got close. And no disrespect to Carrabas. I think he's built a nice career for himself. When you're doing the Nesson alternate broadcast and you're doing commercials that say, super fan, your credibility's in question. You work for the team. You're working for the team and probably in a little bit of a PR mode. So I don't think they were ever in on that. I don't think they were all in on the prospects. I don't think it's just that other people didn't want them. You have a guy that's incapable of making the deal again. And that's the biggest issue here, whether it's personality, whether it's analytics, his numbers don't mesh up. And at some point, you just got to buy what you need to buy to help win. You have the inability to make deals. And that's why you're going to go into the rest of the season with no hope, because hope is lost, Fitzy. I don't know if I'm being overdramatic, but I feel no hope at Fenway Park right now.
No, I think you can't just tell these guys the season's over. That's it. Everyone pack your bags, go home. You get an early start. You get an early start to fall. Make your tee times. Cancun is calling, and hey, the Patriots look pretty good. No. You can't pack your bags now, because the team is still, what, 8 games over 500. There's just a little bit less than a third of the season to play. And yeah, the seven other teams that either have playoff dreams or are currently slated to be playing in the postseason were more active than you. But you're playing good baseball right now. You have to hope that Bayo and Giolito can pitch like 2-3s or a 3-4 combination, that Crochet holds up, that Chapman doesn't throw up in the bullpen or have back spasms again, and that your lineup stays hot. Maybe Jaron Duran does stay hot. Maybe they use this as a turning point. Maybe they use this as a rallying cry for themselves, like, F it, Joe Boo, we do it ourselves. They still have a chance to play great baseball, kind of prove us and many other fans wrong while exciting those fans. But I will say this. If they win, it will be in spite of the efforts of a Craig Breslow and management, because if people like Jen McCaffrey are saying that the Sox were unwilling to offer any big league outfielders, so therefore when Craig Breslow tells us to our face or via a Zoom or on the Greg Hill show that every player was made available, that's a lie. And she also said they didn't offer an enticing enough package. Then that's another lie right there as well. So a part of me hopes, I mean, there's that part of you that's spiteful. That's like, yeah, go ahead and go in the tank and, you know, and then that way everyone can boo him out of town. But then there's that part of me that wants them to play really well and, you know, shove it right up his craw and squeak into the playoffs because Andy, winning is still fun, guy.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling after the trade deadline? Who do you blame for the lack of inactivity? And what are your hopes for the Boston Red Sox over the final third of the season? Do you still believe they are a playoff team? Will they make the playoffs? We'll talk about that next. And I'll tell you one person who thinks they're going in the tank. That's Craig Breslow. And I have evidence to prove Craig Breslow thinks there's a good chance his clubhouse is going to go in the tank. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.